It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold, in for Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later in the program, we'll hear about efforts to modernize the exit poll.
First, Governor Walker announced today one of the first major policy proposals of his presidential campaign. In a speech today just outside of Minneapolis, Walker laid out his plans for repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. Here's Governor Walker from this morning.
We've got a plan. It's simple to begin with. It's as simple as this. It starts out with the premise that on my very first day as President of the United States, I will send legislation to the Congress to once and for all repeal Obamacare entirely.
Among other things, Walker's proposed alternative would shift away from federal mandates in favor of a system that would provide tax credits to the uninsured.
Walker is calling it the Day One Patient Freedom Plan and says it could reduce premiums up to 25%. Here with us now to talk about Walker's announcement and what his plan would entail is Rich Kramer, WPR's reporter in Eau Claire. Rich, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you made the trip up to the Twin Cities today to cover Governor Walker's announcement. What was the scene like today?
Well, it was typical of a Walker campaign stop, similar to what we saw when he was running for re-election here in Wisconsin. It was at a manufacturing facility. It was close to the public. There were, in this case, since he's now a national candidate, there were probably nearly as many media folks as there were invited guests in the audience. But a small setting, kind of intimate, and Governor Walker had two large monitors doing a PowerPoint, basically laying out his plan.
And the Affordable Care Act has been a hot topic among Republicans, many calling for its repeal. Did Governor Walker weigh in on how he felt the country had been doing under the Affordable Care Act so far?
Oh, absolutely. He echoed a lot of the concerns that you've heard from Republican candidates and more conservative people as a whole. One of the big things he touched on was that President Obama's claim that you could not keep your doctor was not true. He cited the PolitiFact article calling that the lie of the year. He said that it's a law written by lawmakers who believe that government knows best. It caused insurance premiums to go up. It causes people to get fewer hours at work because of different mandates. I mean, he went on and on about that.
So let's dig into the plan itself. What do we know so far about it?
Well, he said day one, as you alluded to in the clip that you played, he would send legislation to Congress that would repeal Obamacare, as he calls it. But also, he would issue an executive order mandating that everyone in Congress, the House of Representatives, Senate, maybe even staffers, we're not sure, that they would have to enroll in the Affordable Care Act. And he said that would, kind of wake them up. It would help them feel the pain that a lot of Americans are feeling. Therefore, it would light a fire and get them moving to repeal it. And then he would, he would roll out his own plan that, we can go into depth right now about.
Right, and I understand that plan. One of the cornerstones is tax credits.
Yes, tax credits to people without employer-provided insurance. Those tax credits would be based on age, not on income. For people 17 years of age and under, they would get a $900 credit, a federal tax credit, reimbursable tax credit. 18 to 34 would be a $1,200 credit. 35 to 49, it would be a $2,100 credit. And ages 50 to 64, it would be a $3,000 tax credit, and therefore they could take that money and shop on the open market.
And what about the requirement of the Affordable Care Act for everybody to have some kind of health insurance plan? What does Governor Walker's plan say?
There wasn't really a lot about that. It didn't spell out whether or not people would be required to have insurance. He did say that more people would be covered. People with pre-existing conditions would still be covered, but he didn't use the word mandate, and he didn't explain much. I mean, the plan itself, 15 pages, some of those pages are kind of, letterhead and graphics and all that, but it's pretty light on details, so I imagine we'll hear more about that as the campaign goes on.
We're talking with Rich Kramer right now, WPR's reporter in Eau Claire. We're talking about presidential candidate Scott Walker's plans for repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. This was just announced today in Minnesota. Now, Rich, what do we know about what might not be included in the new plan?
Well, what we don't know what's included is how it's paid for. For example, Governor Walker said that his plan would be cost neutral, And part of the reason it would be cost neutral is he says that repealing the Affordable Care Act would be like a $1 trillion tax break. There is a lot of middle ground. There's a lot of details that are not laid out. There's not details. I mean, there is something in the plan that has to do with Americans with pre-existing conditions. All it says is his plan would make additional reforms to insurance coverage laws. We don't really know about that. He said that his plan will move regulation of the insurance industry back to the states. What's not known is, you know, how much leeway states will have in terms of reforming things like Medicaid, for example, or, you know, coverage requirements.
Right, about mandates right now that insurers pay for things like mammograms, checkups, parental leave. Do we know where the new plan stands on things like those?
There's no mention of it. No mention of those kind of details.
And needless to say, a Democratic reaction to Governor's announcement, Governor Walker's announcement, has been critical. But some of Walker's competition on the GOP side have joined in the conversation as well. What sorts of things have they said?
I drove straight back from the event and started typing away a story for our network. But I know that other people, there have been some people that have been lumping in Walker's plan with ideas that Trump has had about health care reform Ted Cruz, but I'm not entirely sure on what the other Republican candidates are saying at this point.
Rich, do you have a sense why the governor chose this as the first issue to release significant policy information about?
Well, there's a lot of speculation that the governor needed something to kind of get him back in the spotlight. He hasn't been doing very well in the polls in Iowa, for example, since Donald Trump has been making such a splash. So some of the commentary is that Walker just needs this to separate himself from the rest of the pack. Walker really hit on that a lot during his speech today, saying that, you know, the other candidates, they're great candidates, but, you know, they're just saying things. He says, we're taking action. We're laying out this solid plan. And the plan, you know, is pretty light on details, but it is something. And you really haven't seen that from many other candidates.
And it sounds like the governor was critical of Senate Republicans for not getting out there and repealing the Affordable Care Act, I guess, sooner, at least making an effort to repeal it. What did he say about that?
Well, he said that, you know, when the Senate went to the Republicans, the idea was that President Obama would have a bill the first day after everyone was confirmed that would repeal Obamacare. But, you know, obviously the president would veto that. But he basically said that they made all these promises on the campaign trail and then nothing happened. So he and other candidates have been very critical about that. And that just kind of fueled his call for action and this plan.
And did you have a sense about how this went over with the crowd where he was speaking today?
Fairly light applause. I mean, it was a small crowd, maybe 30 people. Polite applause, I would put it that way. There were some questions. The questions seemed to be very supportive of the plan, and the questions weren't very hard-hitting. The governor didn't take any questions from the media, and there were probably about 20, maybe 30 folks from state, local, national media. So he was just ushered out the door and disappeared shortly after shaking hands after his speech.
Well, Rich, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Rich Kramer, WPR's reporter in Eau Claire. He joined us to talk about the presidential candidate, Scott Walker's plans for repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act.